Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Second State Sports Chat, everybody. I'm Dan the Freaks of Frigo alongside Joey Real Talk of Toronto and the hostess with the mostest, Brian Denzer.
Welcome to the podcast this week, guys. This is Second State Sports Chat. As always, you can find us on Twitter at SecondCitySC, Facebook.com/SecondStateSportsChat, BlogTalkRadio.com/SecondStateSportsChat, and on iTunes, we are at Second State Sports Chat. And for Android users, we're on Stitcher, Second City Sports Chat. Guys, this week, we're going to go over a little bit of NFL Week 5 talk. Baseball playoffs are in full effect, and the Cubs are still going. So it gives us a reason to actually really care about it. And the Blackhawks starts. We'll go over some of that, too. Let's start with baseball. The Cubs, the other night, beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 4-0. What a game.
Yeah, they killed it.
Arrieta pitched like just a beast. He went all nine innings, only gave up 5 hits, 11 strikeouts, no earned runs. Wow. I mean, Jake looked about like he had ice in his veins the whole game. He pitched obviously really well. And for Pittsburgh, it's just, man, they have struggled in elimination games. They just in the last 2 years. They just cannot get over that hump. And a lot of it just comes to timely hitting, and the Cubs had timely hitting. Dexter Fowler went 3-for-4 with a home run and 3 RBI, and three hits, 3-for-4 and home run. And out of that, Schwarber hit a home run. He had 3 RBIs. This had a great game for the Cubs.
Yeah, everybody played well.
Dan, you watched it. What were your thoughts on the Cubs?
Well, at first, Jake Arrieta is probably the best player
in baseball. Yeah.
I mean, he is just insane right now. I mean, he played all 9 innings. He's just killing it. 10 strikeouts, I think, for the whole entire game. And just everybody, even people on the defense, Chris Bryant, he played amazing at third baseman, at third base. You know, the defense, you know, getting the balls right there. And he's, you know, really fast reacting and, you know, being able to get the outs and everything. He played outstanding there. Everybody just played so well. I mean, they made the Pirates look like shit. And the Pirates were technically the better team, and they just shut them out. You know, they came to play, and the Pirates just weren't ready for that that Cubs team.
Jake Arrieta has been the best pitcher in baseball since the All-Star break. He's easily the National League Cy Young. He should be. This season, I believe, he was pointing a .75 ERA against the Pirates, which is unbelievable. I want to say after the All-Star break, his ERA in general is like 0.9, something like that. I mean, so below stupid. A run a game that he's given up. That's insane. It's truly insane. Joey, what are your thoughts about the Cubs beating the Pirates and moving on here to take on
that? Actually, I watched the last couple of innings.
Yes.
And they looked really good. I mean, obviously, it's a huge win.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, both sides, they look good. And, you know, offense and defense. I don't know. They were on fire. And, you know, the Pirates got heated and the big scruffle.
Sean Rodriguez punching the Gatorade cooler.
Yeah, it was pretty hardcore.
What did the Gatorade do to you?
Yeah, I mean,
that jerk.
You can't take it out.
I mean, it took him about 4 punches to knock it over.
It
took him 4 punches to knock it over, so he's doing well.
Right.
He's very strong.
But I mean, it does suck for the Pirates because I believe that's the second time they lost at home in the playoffs. Or come wild card playoffs area. So, like, a shutout, too. Not even, like, losing. But, like, losing with nothing.
Yeah. What sucks the most is that it's at home.
Yeah.
You should have that advantage, and it just didn't work out for them at all.
No.
And this is completely just pretty much Pirates. There are a couple of Cubs fans supporting, but like I said, it was like a blackout of just Pirates.
That's what it was supposed to be. And it's right in the game. You can see more of the Cubs fans in the end.
Starting to come out and show it.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, great win, though. I mean, they play great baseball.
The Cubs, to me, and the other team that won the Wildcard game for the AL, the Astros, they beat the Yankees a shutout again, 3-0. Houston beats the Yankees. Dallas Keuchel, you know, 6 innings pitch. He gave up only 3 hits. He had a really good game, too. And the way I look at it and why the Astros, to me, and the Cubs are so deadly, and they're a team to watch, right? Both of them are teams to watch in the playoffs, is they're young. But they also have that feeling of, like, hey, no one thought we were going to get here. So we got nothing to lose. And when you play, and when you play with that mindset that you're just going to lay it all out there because you have nothing to lose, to me, it's really hard to beat a team like that. And that is why the Cubs and the Astros are the two hot teams to watch. But at the same time, as in the playoff, the Rangers are the hot team to watch. They just took a 2-0 lead on the Blue Jays just a little bit ago, beating the Blue Jays in 14. In the AL side of it, the Rangers are 27-16 against the other playoff teams. They're just the better team. They've been on a roll, and you know, ever since they got Cole Hamels, they've just been rolling. So it's going to be hard, I think, for anyone to beat the Rangers. And Houston right now has got a lead on Kansas City, and they might go up 2-0 as well. So
what is the series out of?
5 in the first round.
Okay.
And then it goes 7, and then 7 in the World Series.
Okay. That's what me and Jack were discussing. Like, so the wild card's 1-done.
Yeah.
Then playoffs, I'm like, how does it go?
Yeah.
I thought it was 3, best 2 out of 3, mm-hmm. but it's best out of 5?
Yeah, it's best out of 5. So the division series will be best out of 5. And then the championship series will be best out of 7. And then the World Series is best out of 7.
Okay.
If you know, it feels like simple, just like the NHL.
Yeah, that's
7-7-7
all the way around.
Consistent.
Right. I think they run into constraints with like the days that the playoffs can be played because you don't want it to be too cold out.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously in some of these cities.
October outside.
Right. So let's break down who we think is going to win each series, and we'll get to our World Series prediction. So let's start with Houston and Kansas City. As I said, Houston won the first game against Kansas City, but they are behind. They are winning right now as well, so they might take a 2-0 lead. So, Joey, Houston or Kansas City?
I believe I picked Kansas City in our very early predictions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were the defending champs, and I mean they're a good team. But
yeah,
like you said, Houston's young.
Yeah.
They're like the Cubs, and they're in the same ballpark of
right.
We're young. We kind of know what we're doing. We're just kind of winging it at this point.
Yeah, and I think a lot of things, too, that no one had Houston going to this point. I don't think any of us did.
No.
So.
But, I mean, part of me wants to say Houston because of the underdog. I love underdogs.
Yeah.
I always root for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I'm going to change my pick from Kansas to Houston.
You're going to pick Houston in this one? I'm going to, just like I said, it's tough to beat a team where, you know, the youth can be both ways. It can help. But at the same time, experience pays off as well.
They need that veteran.
Right. And I don't know, and Houston doesn't really have that, but it's that mentality of we have nothing to lose. It worked for Kansas City and San Francisco last year to get to the playoffs.
Yeah, Kansas City went. They went real far.
Yeah, I mean, and San Francisco ended up winning it.
Yeah.
I mean, these wild card teams, it's all about getting on a hot start. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
Houston and the Cubs are on hot starts. So I'm going to go with Houston here to win this series.
I'm also going to go with Houston, just like what you guys are saying. Having a young team,
mm-hmm.
low expectations. That's how I feel too, Leo. Anything I do, if I go in there thinking, you know, I think I'm going to get here, or it's like, oh, well, you know, if we don't make it or whatever, you know, we came here anyway, we played, it was fun. That's where I played probably the best because you just don't have pressure.
Yeah.
You're just like, okay, let's do what we can do. And
yeah.
That's it.
It takes that off your shoulders
exactly.
A little bit. So
you feel like you have to win.
Right, exactly. So I think that benefits Houston a lot. So we're all going to go with Houston. Texas and Toronto, as I said, Texas took a 2-0 lead in the series just a little bit ago. Texas is the hot team in the American League. They came out of nowhere. They were down. It looked like Houston and L.A. were going to run with that division. And Texas came storming back with timely hitting. Prince Fielder doing well. And the pitching of Cole Hamels and Giovanni Gallardo and all that, they've been – it's just been really good. And Toronto, I really liked Toronto coming into the postseason. But you're just seeing, I mean, Texas is just a better team. So I'm going to go with Texas.
Exactly. That's what I was just going to say. Texas looks like they're being a better team right now.
Mm-hmm.
Toronto's kind of falling off. 2-0 in the series is kind of hard to come back. I mean, not like it's hard to come back, but it kind of hurts a little bit. So, yeah, I'm going to go with Texas too.
Yeah. Texas as well.
Everything's bigger in Texas. I got it. I get it. Let's move to the National League, guys. The Dodgers and the Mets, their series starts tonight. Interesting. It is interesting. The Mets, a team, again, that I didn't really think was going to make a push for playoffs. I thought the Nationals were going to wipe that division clean. Nationals fell apart at the end. Mets hung with it. But then there's the Dodgers, who have had that division wrapped up for a while. They have probably some of the best pitching in baseball with Kershaw and Greinke. But then there's, you know, Kershaw hasn't played very well in the playoffs. But, hey, I mean, Greinke has. That's tough. But I think at this point, the Mets, happy they got there, don't think they're that talented when it comes to the Dodgers. I'm going to go with the Dodgers.
Yeah, I like the Dodgers, too. It's like old school, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I like the Dodgers.
I do, too.
I'll go with the Dodgers, 2 reasons. They're my World Series. Also, stat-wise, they're just a better team altogether. So that's kind of my reasoning.
All right. So, yeah, we all went with Dodgers. So we're all agreeing right now. And I have a feeling we're going to agree on the last one because we got the Cubs and the Cardinals. I'll let you guys start. Joey?
This is tough. Like, the Chicago side of me just wants to pick the Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, they are a good team. Like we said countless times, we're all Sox fans, that's Pete. But it's hard not to be impressed with the way the Cubs are playing. They got hot pitchers. They got hot offense. I mean, they know what they're doing, surprisingly. It's like they're just coming out of nowhere. I mean, see, like, the Cardinals are good, too, though. That's the thing. They're
in the playoffs.
It's again, they're the better team. So can the Cubs upset a team again? So it's like, did the Pirates just have one bad game and that was it? So will the Cardinals have three bad games?
Yeah.
So that's what you kind of got to hope for.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with the Cubs just because I just want to see them go and it would just be huge.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm going to pick.
I think it'd be cool, too, to see the Cubs go. Plus, because Cubs fans, as I know Cubs fans, if they beat St. Louis, the St. Louis Cardinals will never, ever hear again that they lost to them in the postseason.
Yeah.
And this is probably the one team that they did not want to play for NL postseason. The one team they were probably hoping the Pirates would win that game.
Yeah, I feel the same way. They had, though, because the Cubs are so hot.
Yeah.
And they played so poor against the Cubs.
And that's a huge rivalry. And it's going to be a really good series that we'll actually watch. But I'm probably going to have to go with St. Louis on this one. I just think, the Cubs are on a hot streak, but I think just the St. Louis Cardinals are always in it. They're always usually the better team. I don't know how good the Cubs will compete against a five-game series against them. So I just feel like the Cardinals will take this one.
So we have not agreed, right?
Oh, so we are different. I was wrong. I didn't think Dan was going to do that. I look at it as, like Dan said, this is the one team the Cardinals didn't want to play. The Cardinals' record, the 100 wins. It's really impressive.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of it bases on how well they did in the first half. I mean, they were easily the best team in the first half. I mean, by the first month of the season, they had a huge lead. The Cubs have been more, scratch, claw, and dig for like a big majority of that season. And then towards the end, they were able to cool off a little bit because they already knew they had the wild card lock, but they kept fighting in for that division, and it came down to the end. And I look at the Cubs, and they have a really good – I think they have a solid team. It's going to – to me, this series is all going to depend on what happens in game two as Kyle Hendricks pitches, because the Cubs desperately need to had to figure out who the third guy is in that rotation, because you knew it was Arrieta, and you knew it's Lester. But after that, it's been kind of up in the air. Kyle Hendricks has looked good. His last couple starts, granted, one of those was against the Brewers, but the other one was against St. Louis. They've played well against St. Louis. I hate Cardinal fans more than I hate Cub fans. That's the one team that I hate. So, there's two teams I hate more than the Cubs. It's the Tigers and the Cardinals. And I hate the Cardinals. I mean, I think
because you go to St. Louis all the time.
That's cheap tickets to see the Rams play. I can't stand them. And the Cubs, to me, I don't think the story's done yet. I don't think the end's here yet. And I think that the Cubs take this one against St. Louis, but it goes five games. I think that's how it's going to go. So, Joey, you will have your NLCS will be the Cubs versus Dodgers. Who is it?
I think that
Well, we both have that, I should say, you and I.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to go with the Dodgers, though. I really think, like we said, better team, they could fall off, but legitimately, the Dodgers are probably very superior to them. And I don't know. I it's hard to say, but if the Cubs win and they're feeling hot, and
if they beat St. Louis, it's going to be really high.
That's the thing. They're going to be so pumped and ready and going. It's going to be hard to stop it, but I don't know. I feel like the Dodgers.
I'm going to go with the Dodgers as well. Because they have – my assumption is that they get past the Mets, Kershaw pitched well. Now, if Kershaw still struggles, that might be a little tougher on the Dodgers. But it comes down to a little bit more experience that the Dodgers have, just a little bit. And the Cubs, every streak has to end. Now, it's a good question. Is their win streak going to end or their 107-year streak going to end? Yeah. One of them is going to end at some point.
Both streaks can end at the very last part.
Could.
They win it all.
I'm just going to go with the Dodgers. I think part of it in my mind is I don't want to put all that weight on the Cubs, and I don't want my brain to feel right. I don't want to go all in on the Cubs, not because I don't believe that they can. I think that's one of those teams. I mean, I think it's 4-1 now. They won the World Series. It was 11-1 like a week ago. So I kind of wish I would have put some money down on that. Cause Jesus. But 4-1, they have really good odds, and it's not. Let's just get to the point. That's not going to shock me if they get past the Dodgers if they do it. But I'm going to pick the Dodgers.
We're all green again.
You're going to pick the Dodgers over Cardinals?
Yeah, Cardinals.
Okay, so you're going to pick the Dodgers. I'm cool me. Now we all have the same ALCS, Houston versus Texas. Wow. State rivalry.
Who?
Astros? Who? Rangers? Who?
Both Texas teams, though. Doesn't make sense.
It's just confusing. I know. It's like the Yankees and Mets, man.
So if one Texas team loses, everyone wins. I mean, Texas wins, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, so Texas is getting to the World Series.
That's cool.
One of those teams. But who do you think is going to be?
It's going to be the Rangers.
The Power Rangers?
Yeah, the Power Rangers. White Rangers.
Dan, or Joey.
I think I'm actually going to have to go with Houston on that one.
Ooh, you're going to ride the hot streak.
Houston, we have a problem. Picking different.
All right. I'm going to go with Texas Rangers because, again, it's kind of the Cubs thing where I know that Houston's young and I know they have nothing to lose. But the Rangers have played really hot, especially even against Houston. So that's tough. I'm going to go with Texas. So then, Joey, your World Series would be the Dodgers versus Houston.
They're going to have to go with the Dodgers.
Okay.
Dodgers all in.
Okay.
I mean, I picked Dodgers winning the World Series. So
you're going to stick with the Dodgers over the Rangers. The Rangers have gotten the World Series a few times in the recent years, and they just can't get it done. I think they get it done this year. I think they're the hottest team in baseball.
I was like that. Kansas last year, right?
Oh, San Francisco and Kansas. But they, like, a few years they played the Giants at one point and they lost. It seems like they can get there, but they just can't finish it. But this year I think they're going to finish it. I think they're going to beat the Dodgers. I like their hitting a little bit more. The Dodgers, to me, again, it's a lot's going to rest on what the pitching does, and that's how you win. That's a big thing with me with the Cubs, too, is, you know, pitching wins championships. In baseball, it does. I mean, even you can go back to 05 with the Sox. Why did they win that World Series? Yeah, did they have some timely hitting? Yeah. But the pitching staff was it's unbelievable. And it's weird now to say that when you look at the names, but they had a great pitching staff. And you look at the Cubs versus Cardinals, to me, the reason I think the Cubs can beat the Cardinals is because I think they do have a little bit better of a pitching staff. The Cardinals are beat up. You know, Carlos Martinez went down. I know Cub fans everywhere are going to try not to get themselves, you know, too hyped about it and say, no, the Cardinals are a better team, you know, blah, blah, blah. They're going to
win. No, you're serious. Cubs fans are going to be like, we got this all day.
There's some that we know that won't do that. Pete, right. In particular.
He's reasonable.
Yeah, he is reasonable, but it's also mind game. But I think every Cub fan and every Cubs player has to keep that same mentality. Like, all right, well, no one thought we were going to get here.
It's like a test, you know. Go in thinking like you have an underscore. Like you feel like you got like 80. You finally got 85. You're like, oh, damn, I got 85.
So that's what the Cubs are right now. And the Houston's in the same boat. And I think Texas is even in that boat because Texas is like, oh, well, no one thought we were going to get here this year. Okay, we did just fine. So it's going to be tough, but I'm excited for the playoffs. I think if the Cubs would have lost, I probably wouldn't have been as excited because I don't really care between Pittsburgh and St. Louis. I mean, I guess I'd take Pittsburgh, but – but now there's a little bit more excitement, especially in the city. We saw on Tuesday, where the city just shut down. And they act like they won the World Series, and they just won the wild card game. Goddamn, like this is just insane. And if they beat St. Louis?
Yeah, Jim Pitcher said, this is just a wild card win. Imagine if it goes further.
Oh, man, it's going to be crazy.
Did make it to World Series. He's just making it.
If they make it, we're going to the city.
I have to go to the city at some point, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's going
to
be just a
where I'm at, I'm leaving. I'm going there.
Yeah, that's what we're doing.
It's going to be a party or a ride.
If you're in the city or Chicagoland area, you just deserve to be able to go there.
Oh, yeah. Just go to the bar. Just party.
Go work.
Exactly. All right, guys, that's our baseball talk for now. As I said, the Cubs will play in a little bit. Actually, they're starting about 20 minutes. Game one against the Cardinals. Hats off to the Cubs. Hopefully they can pull out a series and keep it going for the city of Chicago. Just a couple of sports news before we get to football talk. Washington upset number 17 USC last night, 17-10. USC just looks bad. They have not played well as of late. Big game over the weekend to watch. Number 23 Cal, hopefully the future Bears quarterback, versus number 5 Utah. Battle for the Pac-12 there. Utah's been on a hot streak. Can they keep it up against a Cal team that hasn't been too bad either? Blackhawks fall to the New York Rangers 3-2 in the first game on Wednesday. Tough. You saw the goal, not the non-goal from Keith Stan. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was a goal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how sometimes they determine these things,
mm-hmm.
but it's just it's good to score, obviously. That would have been overtime,
yeah.
And I'd like to see the new overtime, how they change it up.
Oh, it's 3-on-3 now. Yeah, it's
yeah.
cool.
So I mean. That I would like to see, so I was kind of pissed because I was like, you know, what the hell? It's the other goal. I want to see in the overtime.
You got plenty of options because starting tonight, they play at the Islanders at 6:30 Central Time. Then they're back home tomorrow versus the Islanders at the UC at 7:30. The 14th, they play Philadelphia at home, rematch, 2010 Stanley Cup. On the 15th, they're at Washington. And then the 17th, Brandon Saad's back at the UC.
Yeah.
Columbus Blue Jackets come to town. See how the Hawks do. Not too much to talk about as of now. There's not too much to dissect. They didn't look bad.
The Rangers are a good team, though.
Yeah, the Rangers are a good team, and I don't think the Hawks look too bad. Some new faces getting involved, and that's always good. Tara Vinen getting the goal.
There's only one goal that they shouldn't – just one goal that was just really fucking stupid.
The Rangers one where it bounced over.
Yeah, it was like behind the glass, and the Rangers guy just like flipped it over like Crawford on his back. And because he was all the way to the side of the goal.
Yeah.
So now it's open. The Rangers, other Rangers popped it in. I was like, there.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, man.
Yeah. I can't make it there with Stanley Cup and win, so.
And then, oh, man, you're just digging. No, but the Hawks, like I said, not too much to go over right now. We'll see more as of tonight against the Islanders and through the next few days. So, go Hawks. And now let's get to football, guys. Everybody but Dan and I picked Indianapolis to beat Houston. And guess what? They were right. Indianapolis beats Houston 27-20. Matt Hasselbeck has a game. Two touchdowns. Matt Hasselbeck has thrown 5 touchdowns in the 2 games he's played. No interceptions. He's thrown almost 500 yards. He's doing way better than Andrew Luck did in the 2 games.
It's Matt Hasselbeck.
I don't understand it. I don't get it.
Yeah. Hopefully it's just a backup thing.
I guess, because this is the year of the backups for football.
Yeah, right.
And then, you know, with Houston, Ryan Mallett started. Didn't do too much. They brought in Brian Hoyer. Hoyer looked better. Still not great, but he looked better. Arian Foster carried a little bit more. Didn't do too much running the ball, but he caught 9 catches for 77 yards. Jalen Strong for Houston only caught two passes, but they're both touchdowns. So, I mean, that's good, too.
Mm-hmm.
Are you surprised with how Hasselbeck and Indianapolis Colts are doing?
Extremely surprised. I think I picked them.
You did.
I mean, honestly, both teams honestly suck. If you break it down, their first couple weeks, haven't done shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got this backup. You got Andrew Luck, who's supposed to throw a shit ton of yards, go to the Super Bowl, this and that. Dude's not even playing. The backup is carrying them toward the Super Bowl.
It doesn't even make sense.
So
it makes sense. It's a Colin Kaepernick story.
Oh, I understand. Except he's a little older.
Yeah, very older.
It's just a weird story of how this is happening. The backup is going to carry you, and then your star is just sitting there. And I mean,
give him a break, okay?
I think...
No, fuck him. He's supposed to be a really good quarterback, and he hasn't done a damn
thing. He's in a contract year, and I think that's something to be said, too, is that, you know, because a lot of people are saying, well, after Russell Wilson's deal, Andrew Luck, basically, his deal is going to be owning the Indianapolis Colts because the amount of money they're going to have to pay. But he's struggling, and I don't usually see that in a guy in his contract year struggle like this. So it's early still. We're only a quarter of the way – well, now as of Thursday, we're a little more than a quarter of the way through, but there's a lot of time left. So
Very fast.
It is
actually.
Very fast. But there's a lot of time left, and the Luck can get himself back on track, and so can Indy. But they have to win, and that's all that matters at this point. So let's get to our picks for Week 5, guys. Let's start with the Redskins at Atlanta. Dan.
I picked Atlanta.
I did as well.
Go
ahead.
Keep going. Okay. Well, first of all, because that's Atlanta, and Atlanta's just been hot, and Matt Ryan's playing good, Devontae Freeman's playing good. Washington, I don't know how there's in some of these games right now, but I think they just get lucky, and they just come in and play good, but I think they're just going to suck ass this week, as usual.
Yeah, I'm going with Atlanta.
Yeah, me too. Devontae Freeman, tearing it up. Buffalo at Tennessee. Buffalo coming off of a tough loss to the Giants. Mariota's going to have to be playing that tough Buffalo defense. Carlos Williams and LeSean McCoy are both banged up. It looks like, is it Booby? Is that his name, Booby?
Booby.
Yeah, I think it's Booby. Booby.
Yeah, Booby Dixon.
Yeah, Booby Dixon. Bobby Dixon. Booby Dixon. Yeah. I swear.
Booby or Bobby?
No, Booby. I think they call him Booby.
B-O-O-B.
Yeah, it's Booby.
Booby.
Booby. Who are you taking, Joey?
I mean, this is another one of those, like, for Buffalo, it's supposed to be good, but yet Tennessee is the good team, and I'm going to go with Buffalo just because I want them to win.
We're the Buffalo.
Tennessee has played a pretty good year.
They
only have that one win, but, I mean, it's a big – they played very good games.
And they've been in all of them, so.
I got to go with Buffalo. Just they got better defense. And Mariota, when he plays against tougher defenses, he doesn't look bad. I don't get that. He's looked pretty good. But they just – no, they're not.
Go with the Tennessee Titans as a whole. So, yeah, I'm also going to go with the Buffalo Bills.
All right, guys. Bears at the Chiefs. Dan.
I went with the Chiefs on this one. I just think there's just a better team. Especially if it's at Kansas City, so I think that gives them a little more of an advantage.
Yeah, I'm going with Kansas City. They just got way better both sides, really.
My upset of the week, I'll take the Bears to beat the Chiefs in Kansas City. They look good. I know it was Oakland, so I'm not going to get too hyped about it. But Kansas City the last couple weeks hasn't looked that great. Green Bay, it's different because you're at Green Bay. But then they played Cincinnati, and Cincinnati looked pretty good. So I don't know if Jeffrey's going to play, but I know Jay's going to play. And because of that, I'm going to take Jay Cutler and the Bears to get – because this is what's going to happen. You beat Oakland. If you beat Kansas City, you already got two wins. It just means you're probably looking at like 5 or 6 wins a season, which I thought there was going to be even less at that one point. But if they lose to Kansas City, I mean, all bets are off then. But I'll take the Bears. Seattle at Cincinnati. I had to really emphasize the at because they're not very good on the road. I'm going to take the Bengals in this one. Keep up the undefeated streak.
Yeah, I actually went kind of back and forth on this one because I didn't know I wanted to pick.
Lynch is out, by the way.
I still want to go with Seattle.
Okay.
I just think that the streak is going to end. I don't know. I mean, and you don't play very well, obviously. I just don't know how long it's still going to keep up. And I think Seattle, they kind of need to get some going. They still want to be a good team. So I think they kind of can try to step it up a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, this is a tough one for me, too. I mean, you're at Cincinnati. Seattle sucks on the road. But, I mean, Seattle needs wins. They're kind of desperate. Like, I feel like they're still in desperate mode.
Mm-hmm.
Even regardless of getting their back-to-back. I mean,
you don't want to go 1-4 when you're still supposed to be that really good team.
Yeah, I think they're still in that hunger mode where they need the wins to get up. But Cincinnati's 4-0, and they're sitting pretty, like, very pretty.
It's so pretty.
But I think Seattle gives them their first loss.
So you're going to play Jeremy Hill?
No.
He's in your lineup. I saw it.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm going to take him out.
Don't do that.
Never playing him again.
Don't do that. I mean, I took Cincinnati just because, Lynch is out, and that's a big thing. I don't know how Rawls and Fred Jackson are going to play. Russell Wilson he just hasn't looked that good. He just hasn't. Dalton's looked really good. So until that's end, then I kind of go with the hot hand here. Cleveland and Baltimore. I didn't mean to take Cleveland. I meant to take Baltimore, so I'll change that. I'm taking Baltimore because I don't like Josh McCown.
Yeah, I'm going to Baltimore too. That Cleveland offense is not good, and it'll probably make the defense of the Ravens look pretty good this week. So that's why I'm going with them.
Yeah, I go with Baltimore as well.
Quote the Raven. Rams at Packers. Packers, it's at home.
Yep. Simple as that.
Yeah. I mean... I love the Rams.
Or the Rams actually get an interception, actually win.
That's possible.
I mean, the Rams have a really good defense.
The way they play. So, I mean, they play really good against Arizona.
They've played well against good teams.
Yeah.
Seattle and Arizona are the two they've beaten. They played really bad against – well, they didn't play bad against Pittsburgh. They played pretty good against Pittsburgh. They played bad against Washington.
Yeah.
But Green Bay's at home. And for me, again, it kind of goes back to the Cincinnati's the hot hand to – they cool off. It's hard for me to go argue it. That's how I am with Green Bay at home. Green Bay is really hot at home. I mean, really hot. So I got to go with the Packers in this one. I just got Lady Lacey in my team, so I need them to do well. Saints at Philadelphia. That one's tough.
I still went with Philadelphia.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely go with.
I took Philly too, but it was definitely tough for me to decide that because Philly just has not looked good at all. But then there's the Saints.
We still don't look that.
And, like, I'm waiting because I have a feeling that there's a chance that Drew Brees breaks out here with Brandon Cooks in this week. There's a chance.
Hopefully.
You probably should put him in because Golden Tate's playing Arizona.
Yeah.
Ew. Jacksonville, Tampa, Battle of Florida. Guys, who you got?
I pick Tampa.
Oh?
Last few games, they've kind of beaten but they score quite a bit too.
So that's true.
They haven't like been like out of the game completely.
Mm-hmm.
So I picked Jacksonville at first, and I was like, wait, last few weeks Tampa Bay actually played really well, but so has Jacksonville.
Yeah.
But I still feel like Tampa is probably still just a little bit better team.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is a little more talent.
Okay.
I think I'm actually going with Jacksonville. They've played very well.
Yeah, no, I mean, Jacksonville.
They get like 3 touchdowns on the Patriots, and
yeah,
I mean they're not a good team, but in this setup, I think they're the better one.
Yeah, I look at Jacksonville and Tampa. I look at you said, Dan, that Tampa has been in games. They haven't been completely out of it. I mean, there was that Tennessee game that was rough, but I mean they haven't been completely out of it. And Jameis Winston hasn't looked terrible. Mike Evans though, due for a big game. So is Doug Martin. Against a weak Jacksonville defense and Vincent Jackson and company. And then I look at the Jacksonville, and it's the same thing. I'm looking at Tampa like, oh, this is disgusting. Like, Bortles and Robinson should be good for a big game. And T.J. Yeldon, I think he's my start of the week at running back position because I think Tampa's been really bad against the run. So I'm going to go with Jacksonville in this one because I just don't like Tampa Bay. Arizona at Detroit. I took Arizona because after last week's debacle against St. Louis, they're going to rebound here big time with Palmer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think they're – the whole entire team in Arizona was quiet last week just because mm-hmm. of that. And now I think they're ready for another big out, big win.
Oh, yeah. Joey?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Arizona. But even though it's at Detroit, I still won't be surprised if Detroit wins somehow.
After getting screwed. Yeah, let's – okay.
Yeah, let's
go into this. Okay,
well, we were kind of going over it as it happened.
Yeah.
As the last time of the podcast.
Yes. So last time into the podcast, we were watching the Monday night game between Detroit and St. Louis. The incident happened. We didn't really say too much about it.
Detroit versus Seattle.
Seattle, yeah, sorry.
I was like, wait, St. Louis, that doesn't sound right.
Sorry, Seattle. KJ Wright bats the ball out of the end zone. It's clear as day. No one can argue with me different. He pushes the ball to the end zone after Chancellor punches it out of Johnson's hands. What's, in your mind, that's against the rule, right?
Yeah, you can't bat the ball.
Yeah.
It's automatic first and 10 for Detroit.
At the goal line.
Yeah.
So.
And the ref was, you can see in the ref's like,
eagle-eyed. The picture I sent you when you have Seattle's defense in your fantasy.
Oh, yeah.
It's just the ref staring
like he's got, like,
at the bat.
Eagle eyes on. He's just like.
I mean, it's out.
It's clean.
Like a lot of players admitted, they said they really don't know that was a rule. I mean, you really don't think about it when you're in that moment. And like Seattle's coach said, he's like, yeah, he batted the ball. He shouldn't have done that. It's against the rules. But he said, when you're in the moment, that's what you're supposed to do. You see it happen all the time. You see people push the ball out. That's what you're supposed to do. You don't want to take it out.
But why would
he said,
you
can't push it forward. He said, you can knock it back. You can't push it forward. So that's where the illegal.
He still had a lot of room, though. He's the only one there. He could just grab the ball.
What he could have done is he just tried to grab the ball.
Yeah, yeah.
If he tries to grab the ball and goes out of bounds, it doesn't matter. It's a touchback.
Yeah, all he's going
to
do is just grab it.
Yeah, he could have easily got it. I was going to say, why didn't you just try to grab it?
And he pushed it. So to me, yeah, I'm sure a lot of that is their instinct, and I'm sure that's the case. But at the same time, that's against the rules. I mean, it's a lot of people's instincts, too, when someone jumps at you at the line to back up. And that's a false start.
I feel like, because I know football, it's like you see a live ball that's falling off someone's hands, grab the ball, not hit it out.
Right.
And that's just me. But also blows my mind, that's his first fumble in the end zone for
Calvin Johnson.
Very first ever. I was just like,
the decline of Megatron is real.
He got huge, like hard.
He did. He always does, man.
That was Detroit win.
Yeah. Yeah, Calvin.
Yeah, Detroit should have been able to have a better shot at winning that game there. So, but great play by Cam Chancellor to punch the ball out.
That's also a really great play.
While he was diving into the end zone, punched it out.
Good job by Chancellor. All right, guys, Sunday Night Football, Patriots at Dallas. Brandon Whedon, weird to say this, hasn't been bad. But then there's Tom Brady and company coming off of a week off. Got to go with the New England Patriots here.
What's that for New game, right?
No, it's a Sunday night.
You just said that. Don't you listen?
I thought the night game was San Francisco and Giants.
Oh, you're right. You're right. I got plenty of games to go. You're right. Afternoon game.
Don't you listen?
I didn't listen to what he said.
Don't I read?
Sunday night game.
Sorry. Afternoon game. Sorry. Patriots and Dallas. I got Patriots. Dan?
Yeah, Patriots. They're good.
Yeah, I mean, Dallas isn't doing anything.
Nah.
Patriots.
Then we got Denver and Oakland.
Denver and Oakland. I am going to go with Denver.
Yeah, I'm going to go Denver, too. Could be upset. Could be. But Denver's defense is pretty good. And that's really what kind of puts it over. And
Oakland's offense is pretty good, too, though.
Yeah, but the Bears held Oakland down a little bit, and that kind of throws me off because the Bears
Denver has a good offense too. So it's not, Bears don't have a good offense. Denver does.
Yeah, it's tough. I'm gonna go with Denver. Now the Sunday night game: San Francisco at the Giants. San Francisco's been so bad.
Do they not know to pick good games for Sunday night, Thursday night, and Monday night?
Thursday night never gets
good. This Thursday night game was actually pretty good. It was close the whole way, so I was actually pretty happy with it. But, yeah, usually they all suck.
Yeah.
But I'm going with the Giants, too. Yeah, San Francisco's just not looking good. Colin Kaepernick sucked ass a few games.
And Carlos Giants, Hyde hasn't been anywhere.
Yeah, Giants have played pretty well games, so let's go Giants.
All right,
Joey. Definitely got to go with the Giants. They're a good team. I mean, Eli's throwing perfectly. You got Odell Beckham.
They got that one off of, like, pretty much stopped that team.
I really feel like it's kind of off topic, but if Odell Beckham was on a different team with, like, a very elite quarterback, like a Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers, that would be an extremely deadly duo. Don't get me wrong, Eli Manning's great.
Yeah.
But if you have someone who's just killer with it.
Who's in sync with them? Yeah, like it's usually how like Ben Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown, they're just in sync together. How T.O. Tony Romo.
So Dell could jump up and make these two finger catches. You could literally throw the ball anywhere to him, and he'll catch it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true.
Okay, every single time.
Yeah.
And then Monday night, guys, Mike Vick and the Steelers returning Antonio Gates at the Chargers. I got Pittsburgh in this one because Le'Veon Bell has looked like he is missing a beat right now. Vic gets a lot more time. He played last Thursday. He gets a lot more time with that offense. He didn't do that against him. So I like what the Steelers started to do. Let him run. Let him be what Mike Vick is, because that's why Vic was so good in the first place. We know he can throw. I know he can. But, guys, he can still use his legs. San Diego hasn't looked good. I'm going to go with Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I went with Pittsburgh on this one, too. I was just trying to think of it. That's the reason why they took his Le'Veon Bell. Like you said, it's just Le'Veon Bell playing well every single week. Just he utilizes him so much.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's like every time he runs the ball or he's off and stands like a wide receiver, it's insane. He just gets so many points. He's just really consistent. And then also, Mike Vick, like you said, good quarterback, and he also has a good offense. He's got Martavis Bryant coming back. Still got Antonio Brown. Still got that good offensive line. You know, I don't think he's got much of a problem. He's not like he's a terrible quarterback. He's always a starter for pretty much his whole career.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm going with San Diego. They have it at home. I have them going pretty far. They kind of need a couple good wins here. And I don't feel like Pittsburgh, like even though what you guys all said, I don't feel like Pittsburgh's still a strong team. I mean, they're good, but I don't know. I don't really like them too much. Not this year.
What
you
an asshole.
You don't like anybody who we like.
Yeah, what a dick. Sorry, I don't like anybody he likes either.
I don't like Oakland. They suck.
Not fun. All right, guys. That is our picks for the week. As always, follow us on Twitter at SecondCitySC. Facebook.com.
Over Miami. A couple more things.
Oh, Joey, you want to talk a little bit? All right, Joey, so Miami makes some changes. Talk about them.
Yeah, they got a lot of heat down there, so there's a lot of firing going on.
It's pretty warm.
Yeah, they just fired. Got rid of that coach. I think we said that last time. Then now they got rid of their defensive coordinator. They're making moves, I guess. But are they kind of just screwing themselves for the rest of the year? Because they have to find new coaches now and coordinators. And how fast are they going to fit in with an already going season?
I think it's a little tough. But the way I look at it is the Dolphins need to change.
Because they were expected good. I mean, I think I would have been for a wild card.
I did too.
I think we all did.
Yeah, I put them in there too. Should have totally been better than they have been. They've looked awful. Make some changes. Still, I mean, you're not going to win that division. That's done though, because the Patriots are so good. And I don't think anybody catches them, but at this point, it's like, hey, I think what happened was Joe Philbin lost the locker room, and once you lose the locker room, it's kind of the end of it. It's kind of what happened with Trestman.
Yeah, exactly. It's almost like the same team.
Lost the locker room, and the locker room didn't respect you, and that's just how it was. And then you got the crap with Ryan Tannehill talking shit to the practice squad when they pick you up. Well, hey, asshole.
Oh, yes, yeah,
you're getting picked off because you're getting picked off by the practice squad. Nice job.
Yeah, I also heard Tom Brady actually pays.
Yeah.
People who intercept them.
Yeah. He pays like, them.
Motivation, man.
That's great motivation.
Well, that's what you need.
Instead of saying, what the hell is your problem? Why'd you pick off my ball? You suck, whatever. Somebody's like, yeah, I'll give you $50 if you take this ball from me. Like, and then they're going to be like, I want to play good defense. Right. I want to get that pick.
His $50 is probably like $500, but yeah.
Right, but I was just saying
that. I know.
I get it.
Yeah,
the truck.
Here's my Super Bowl truck, MVP truck.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Now that's officially our Week 5 picks. As always, follow us on Twitter at SecondCitySC, Facebook.com/SecondCitySportsChat. You can listen to us right here on BlogTalkRadio.com/SecondCitySportsChat. For all you Apple users, find us on iTunes. And for Android users, find us on Stitcher. Got some more podcasts coming up. The Star Wars Battlefront beta was out. That will also be discussed. Joey's dug a little deeper into Destiny. That will be coming up as well, along with some more, as always, gaming talk. And we'll be back early next week to recap Week 5. And how did the Cubs do against the Cardinals? We'll find out. They're about to start soon, so good luck to the Cubs. Dan, take us away with my favorite time of the week. Quote of the week.
Thanks, Ryan. Success is no accident. It is hard work, perseverance, learning, studying, sacrifice of all, love of what you are doing. Pele.
You stay breathing, Chicago.